Hello, dear listener. Professor Mortimer here. Welcome back to my radio horror podcast, Apparitions. On this episode, another world premiere radio play, this time from the brilliant and wonderfully deranged minds of End Times Productions. I am pleased to present to you One of Those Nights, written and directed by Russell Dobbler.
Was work.
How do you think it was?
Eileen, my oxygen is almost out. Can you get me a fresh tank?
Get it yourself. Do I look like your fucking nurse? I'm making a sandwich.
It's just hard for me to get around.
Did the ad for a roommate include nurse service?
No.
So there you go. And speaking of that, when's your check coming? Because rent's due on the first.
Already came. Just gotta get my brother to swing by so I can go cash it.
Well, have him swing by then. But don't bring that fat fuck in my house. It's cramped enough in here as it is. Cold cuts. Nice dinner after a day of work. The rich get richer. And what did I tell you about that? No fucking eagles. How many times do I have to tell you?
I live here too, Eileen.
You don't like it, you can get the fuck out, shithead. I hate that fucking band.
But they invented country rock.
No, they didn't, you fucking dumbass. You ever hear of Lynyrd Skynyrd? You ever hear of the band? And that's beside the point. I hate the fucking Eagles, and this is my fucking house.
Lady shouldn't swear so much. Ow! Don't hit me. And don't touch my tape recorder.
What was that about ladies and swearing?
Beating up on an old disabled man. I live here too, Eileen. I pay rent just like you.
You got 3 seconds.
Or what?
One.
I'm calling the cops.
Two.
What are you doing with that knife, Eileen? I didn't survive 2 tours in the NOM to get killed by the likes of you, you old bitch.
Three!
Oh! Oh, what are you doing? Oh, help! Help! She's killing me! Oh.
Now how the fuck am I gonna clean this up? And what am I gonna do with your worthless no-taste in music carcass? Too many nosy assholes outside to take you to the car. Even in the middle of the night, these shitheels are sitting out on their porches, drinking up their welfare checks. Yeah, nice work if you can get it. Hey, hang on a second. Yeah, they don't build real walls no more, just sheetrock. And that shit's hollow. Well, Johnny, looks like you and me's gonna keep on being roommates after all. What do you think of that, Mr. Two Tours? There you go, John. All snug as a bug in a rug. Now that calls for a beer. What the shit? Mine's playing tricks on me. I guess it's only natural under the circumstances. To hell with that, though. I'm going down to O'Reilly's. You know what? I'll have one on you, John. Yeah. Set me up, Frank.
You got it, witchy woman.
The fuck you call me?
It's just an expression, Eileen.
Yeah, well, don't use it around me.
Oh, no problem. How's it going?
Shitty.
Well, it'll get better.
What, did they tell you to say shit like that in the bartender's manual? Just pour.
You got it. Hey, Frank, I'll have another. Just another tequila sunrise?
Yep.
What did you say?
When?
Just now.
Well, asked Ed if he wanted another tequila sunrise.
But that's not how you said it. You said, just another tequila sunrise.
Yeah, I guess so. And?
And that's exactly the line in that song.
The Eagles song?
No, the fucking Frank Sinatra song. Yeah, the Eagles song.
Okay. So what about it?
Nothing. Forget it. Since when do you drink those fancy drinks anyway, Ed? You always order whiskey.
Yeah. That was until I saw that TED talk about negative patterns. Whiskey makes me violent. These now. These give me a peaceful, easy feeling. Know what I mean?
Yeah. A peaceful, easy feeling. Got it.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
I can't find the door. Can't find it anywhere.
Try the one in the middle.
All right, you fuckers. Why are you fucking with me? Why are you all talking in Eagles lyrics?
Eagles lyrics? To hell with those hippies. I'm a Hank Williams man.
You feeling all right, Eileen?
You telling me you ain't all talking in Eagles lyrics on purpose?
If it seems that way, it may just be because their lyrics were so true to the speech of the common man. It's really a chicken and the egg question. Like Tony Robbins says in his classic work of personal empowerment, awaken the giant.
So it ain't on purpose, then?
No, it ain't on purpose. Tell you what, this one's on the house.
Mighty white of you. Obliged.
You know what you need, Eileen? Hey, Frank, bring her some wine.
Wine? We haven't had that spirit.
That's it! How did you find out? What, did one of you see something? Through my window?
Through your window? Why would anyone want to peep through your window, Eileen? No offense.
You all better keep your mouths shut. That's all I'm saying. Keep your mouths shut.
What got into her?
Don't know. Don't care.
You guys won't believe what I'm seeing.
What's that?
It's a girl.
My lord.
In a flatbed Ford. She's slowing down to take a look at me.
Yeah, sure. What do you think? I'm the new kid in town?
A man can dream.
Another tequila sunrise, Frank.
Yeah?
Police, ma'am.
Hang on. Yeah, what do you want?
Ma'am, we got a call from your roommate's brother. He hasn't heard from him for a couple of days, and he was supposed to cash a check. But he never did. You mind if I look around?
Yeah, I fucking mind. I'm a fucking Walmart greeter. If I'm not there to greet, how are they gonna know they're at Walmart? They might think they wandered into Macy's.
It'll only take a minute, ma'am.
Yeah, fine. Come in.
Is it just the two of you living here?
That's right.
And when was the last time you saw your roommate?
What?
When was the last time you saw...
2 days ago.
2 days? Did he say anything? Where he was going.
You hear that?
Hear what, ma'am?
That music.
What music?
You know what music.
Ma'am?
Goddamn witchy woman.
Witchy woman? You mean by the Eagles?
Yeah, by the fucking Eagles.
No, ma'am.
You don't hear that.
Afraid not. Ma'am, are you taking any controlled substances? Or medication.
No, I'm not taking any fucking substances. You don't hear that god-awful music?
Dispatch, I need some backup and maybe an ambulance. All right, calm down, ma'am.
No, no, not that one. Oh, no, that son of a bitch. He's torturing me from beyond the grave.
Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna need you to stay where you are.
Oh, goddamn you, Joe Walsh. Goddamn you to hell. No!
Ma'am, why are you tearing the wall apart, ma'am? The Eagles haven't recorded in years, and they're unlikely to perform again. Holy! Dispatch, we have a body here. I repeat, we have a body. Suspect sealed the victim in the wall. Send backup. Repeat, send backup.
No more Eagles! No more Eagles! No more Eagles! Yeah! Let me out of here, you fucks! Let me out of this straitjacket! I'm not crazy! I'm not crazy!
Good morning, Eileen.
I'm not crazy!
Of course you're not crazy. Who said you were crazy?
We don't even use that word anymore.
It's part of the training.
We say emotional disturbances now.
Or issues.
Or issues.
Here's the doc. She'll explain everything to you.
Good morning, Eileen. How are you feeling today?
How do you think I'm feeling?
It says here you're having delusions about the eagles, the bird. Oh, no. I see the bat.
I ain't having no delusions, you Nazi bitch. Let me out of this thing.
Believe it or not, this is a very common problem, especially amongst the working classes.
It is?
Oh, yeah. After many years of exposure, usually through classic rock music stations, the catchy yet insipid melodies of the Eagles can burrow down deep into the brain, eventually creating a psychotic break, or what I call Henleyitis.
Really?
No, of course not, you stupid cow. You're cuckoo. But we'll soon fix in that. Orderlies, you get her ready for that electroshock.
Yes, ma'am.
No, get away from me. Get away.
Oh, let me put it to you another way. Hit it, boys. I'm running.
No!
Down the road.
No! God, no!
Trying to loosen
no,
my lord.
Burn.
Got a world of trouble.
No. Oh, I'm in hell!
On my mind.
No, no, stop. I'm in
Tell
hell.
It.
I'm in hell! I'm in hell! I'm in hell!
Looking for
a
lover that will blow my
cover. Sweet Home Alabama!
She's so hard to find.
No!
Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby. Don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Delightfully macabre. I love a good story of revenge, especially of the supernatural sort. Or maybe it was simply Eileen's guilt getting the better of her. Either way, perhaps the real moral of the story, avoid roommates at all costs. One of Those Nights was written and directed by Russell Dobuler and produced and edited by Robert A.K. Gagno, featuring the vocal talents of Sarah Penchev as Eileen, Serena Miller as Cop and Doctor, Mike Wersch as John, Ed, and Orderly One, and Jared Bates as Frank and Orderly Two, with a cameo from the playwright slash director as the drunk in the bar. Thank you to End Times Productions for providing the talent for this episode. Find them on Twitter at End Times Pro and on Facebook at End Times Productions. You may know that apparitions is but one of my many endeavors. Another is leading tours of haunted locations around Greenwich Village in Manhattan. It's getting to be perfect tour weather here in New York, so if you'd like to take a ghost tour with the professor, and you know you do, head to hauntedmanhattan.com. Remember, I guide through Greenwich Village, but you can also tour the East Village with my bartender friend, Frankie, or the West Village with the wonderful yet creepy man we simply call the concierge. That website again, hauntedmanhattan.com. Until next time, listeners.